what else it passes by the library and the Granada Hotel, and you can see the transit building and different, you know, big buildings.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, a lot of flowers and gardens.
What about La Vieta?
Oh, that's another park that's downtown, right across the street from Hemisphere. And every May, April, whatever it is, they have Fiesta Week. And all the people come out in their Spanish clothes and go down to La Vieta. And there's all different organizations try to get a booth from the Conservation Society and show their kind of food. Like, there's mostly just Mexican food and beer.
Yeah.
And then the French people will come and get a booth and have French pastries. And then there's all kind of little, what else? The German people might come and try to get a sausage booth. But mostly it's all different kinds of Mexican food and old confetti eggs and souvenirs and fish ponds for the little kids. And, you know, these Mexican type, what do you call it? Shish kebabs. But, what do they call them? I forget the Spanish name. And buñuelos. And, that's a, I don't know what it is. It's a deal. It's a pastry made of flour and probably something similar to a recipe for pie crust. But it's a thin little round deal, fried crisp, and it has sugar on it. So it's like a, and you force a layer of pie crust that's all bubbly, crisp, and sugar. And
it's just
flat. It's a dessert, yeah.
What you call it?
A buñuelo. It's kind of like the crepe part of a crepe Suzette, except it's not as fine.
Yeah. No, I had never heard of it.
And then, what else did I have down there? Oh, there's a real famous group of Spanish flamenco dancers. And they go up to Juarez Plaza and they perform every night as they're dancing. And they start with little bitty kids, you know, 5 or 6 years old, will be out there and they've already been taking all their life, you know?
Yeah.
That's interesting to watch. And sometimes they'll have a person with them that's from Spain or Mexico that's a real pro, you know?
Yeah.
What else? That's about all, but it's just a general time to go out and have a lot of fun. And there's 3 parades that week, so that's San Antonio's big thing.
Yeah.
Tourist week.
And I'd like to see it. I'd like to come down and do that, so that'd be fun.
Okay. So twice in the winter. Before that, it was 7 years.
Before it snows.
Well, they said it was snowing, but you'd look out the window and you had to have a microscope to find it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's see. If you were driving in from, say, Austin, what highway would you come in on?
I-35.
Okay. If you stopped along I-35, you know, a place that just had picnic tables and trash cans and stuff, what would you call it, please?
A rest area.
Okay. What if it had a place that had bathrooms in it?
A rest area with bathrooms.
Okay. What if it had a restaurant and a filling station or something like that?
A village or a town, almost.
Okay. What do you call that thing that's painted on the road to help you stay in your own lane?
The dividing line.
Okay. What if it is made out of concrete and, you know, like on some of the highways it goes up and then there's a steel rail on top of it?
The median.
Okay. Would a median have grass on it or?
Some of them are wide enough to have grass and bushes and others are just a cement curb.
Okay. What do we call, like I-35,